Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. My name is Derek Bullard. It seems the temperature records just keep on coming. October 4th, Wednesday, shaped up to be probably the hottest day of the week for some areas, and this month of October is proving to be anything but ordinary. I thought that it would be appropriate to reach out in the community and talk with a passionate weatherman, Mr. Andrew Rechless, who has not only a deep-rooted love for meteorology, but also has a fascinating journey that led him to become an amateur meteorologist expert in the Eastern Townships. From his early days watching Percy Saltzman on CBC to his invaluable contributions to the Eastern Township School Board, Andrew's insights into the world of weather are both enlightening and captivating.
So I kind of sort of inherited this fascination of the weather from my dad. And I can remember being very young and watching, you know, the weather broadcast on CBC. The original weather guide was Percy Saltzman, and he did it all on a big chalkboard, and at the end would throw his chalk up in the air. Wow. And so I was fascinated by it. And as I grew up, my dad encouraged me. He even made contact with the local weather personalities at the in Burlington, Vermont. Stu Hall at the time was the Channel 3 weather guy on WCAX. And he even arranged for me, he drove me down there, and I got to sit in the newsroom in a weather broadcast. And I think I was about 11 or 12 years old. So that was really, really impressive for me. Yeah. And so I just continued to watch the weather and follow the weather. And later on, when I graduated from high school and eventually went to Bishop's University, I took a geography degree. And Derek Booth, the professor, my geography professor in the physical geography courses, did sections on meteorology and climatology, which I was fascinated with. And I sort of got a nickname there, being the weather almanac. Everybody would come to me asking me, you know, what's it going to do this weekend? And I would find out from the Burlington Weather Office or Environment Canada and sort of put everything together into a sort of more specific forecast for the Eastern Township. Okay. And I do this totally for the fun of doing it. There are some local weather prognosticators that have gone on the private subscription services, and yeah, they're trying to make some money out of it. But I just get the pleasure out of helping people. Yeah. One of the things that really got me into this more officially was back in 1997 when I started working for the Eastern Township School Board. They made a really tough call in the middle of the day to close schools, and about 2 hours later, the sun was out. So I wrote to Ron Canuel, the DG at the time, and I said, listen, Ron, I'm a teacher at your school board, and I'm a weather fanatic. If you'd given me a call, I could have let you know. We could have got home easily. The following fall, he called me up and asked me if I wanted to be on the school closure team. And so pretty well since that time, I've usually been involved in some way or other in the morning discussions about whether schools should be closed or not. So I've been providing the Eastern Township School Board with weather advice for a long time now.
So now as we transition into the cooler months, there's been a lot of chatter about the unexpected warmth we've been experiencing. Is it just a fleeting moment, or are we breaking records? We asked Andrew, who has been closely monitoring the temperature trends, to shed some light on this.
Yeah, I think today some places probably would have broken through the record. The records were somewhere in the 26 to 28 Celsius range. Mm-hmm. It's not abnormal to have a period of heat sometime in September, early October. And some places today would have probably, broken the record by, 0.1 degree or so. Others would have been very close. What's been interesting is how mild it stayed at night last night and how mild it will be tonight.
Many wonder if this warm spell may be referred to as the Indian summer. But what exactly does that term mean? Is there more to it? Our seasoned weather enthusiast delves deep into the origins and the true definition of the Indian summer.
No, the official definition of Indian summer is it follows a period of cold, almost freezing weather. So you have to have that first fall-like cold snap where, it's plus 3 or 4 or 5 degrees in the valleys and the you know, top of Jay Peak and Mount Orford and Sutton, I've seen a few snowflakes. And so that's usually a late October, early November phenomenon. And it's not a meteorological event. It's more of a folklorish kind of thing that goes back through oral weather history.
One might wonder if all of these unusual weather patterns or extreme weather might have some type of impact on our ecosystem, especially during this season. From the trees in our backyards to the vineyards producing our favorite wines, let's dive deep into the conversation and understand the intricacies of nature's ways.
I think basically anytime you see extreme weather, especially this time of the year, it does put certain stresses on the ecosystems. Okay, so plants right now and trees are in the process of shutting down. So this dryness is an issue in terms of them being able to, transport energy back down into their root systems. It's actually good in some ways because you still have photosynthesis taking place, mm-hmm. but it's not necessarily a bad thing. There's pluses and there's minuses to it. People that are trying to prolong growth and like farmers, certain plants are still producing, and they're able to get more out of them. People that maybe are growing grapes in our vineyards, this is going to help to sweeten the late ripening grapes that they will be picking, in early October. So there's pluses and minuses, but it's not necessarily a bad thing because it's part of what we expect.
As Mr. Andrew continues to show us that as a distinguished weather enthusiast, he has a grasp on the subject. So we have to ask, will this warm spell last? What exactly is on the horizon for us in the upcoming days and weeks?
We are under this extremely warm air mass right now because there's been I like to think of it as a traffic jam in the atmosphere. So normally the jet stream sort of undulates nicely around the mid-latitudes where we are. And it divides cooler air to the north from the hot air to the tropics. And so periodically, this undulating jet stream gets really kinked and it buckles. And systems stop moving from west to east. So that's what we've effectively been in the last little while. There's been a blockage and there's been a large high-pressure system over our heads and it hasn't gone anywhere. We were in the opposite situation all summer when we got that rain, where we were under an upper level dip in the jet stream, so we were in an area where it was slightly cooler and it was wetter, and we got stuck under that all summer. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen now to the west of us? Cold air is starting to pile up because it's getting darker in the Arctic and it's cooling off. And it's already snowing in the far north of Quebec where my son lives, and that's heading our way. So some of that cold air now is coming down on the backside of the system we're under, and the whole thing's starting to move from west to east. So that colder air will move in over the weekend and early next week. In fact, they're saying at the top of Jay Peak in Sutton by Sunday night into Monday morning, it could be cold enough up there to even have a few snowflakes.
The first of
and
the
we'll
year,
be down to around 7 or 8 degrees for a high. That would be the first snowflakes at that elevation. And that's usually what happens between now and November.
Okay.
The tops of our mountains get into, when a system comes through, rain changes to snow and they get a few flakes and we just get cold rain in the valleys. And that'll be with a cold front coming through this weekend. That's the short-term thing we're looking at.
Every year, there are predictions, forecasts, and speculations about what the winter months might hold for us. To give us some insights into what we might expect, our guest has been doing some extensive research, tapping into commercial weather forecasting services, and analyzing historical patterns. And this is what he discovered.
Okay, so I every year I do a winter forecast, and I go online and I look at the commercial services, like Weather Bell Analytics. They actually do weather commercially because many businesses depend on weather forecasts, for success. For example, natural gas industry needs to project how much gas they need to have stored and produced, and normally they're pretty precise. They use analog years. They go back and they say, okay, when there was an El Nino, a warm Pacific Ocean current, and this kind of setup in the Atlantic, what years in the past had that setup, and then what kind of winter did that produce? I've never seen a less decisive winter forecast. It's like they're not willing to commit. Really? They just have no clue what's going to happen. And the reason is that there are unique set of circumstances right now. If you take a look at ocean temperatures and the kind of weather we're seeing. And so the first thing that comes to mind is we're going to have a chaotic winter. There's a lot of energy because of the warm El Nino in the Pacific. And that means that we could see an extremely warm fall with cold incursions, and then a winter that only settles down maybe mid-January. But there have been El Nino years like this where we've had stuck weather patterns and eastern part of North America has shivered. So if you're asking me to make my best educated guess, I think our winter this year will be a lot like last winter, with it only getting settled in to steady snow in January and February. I don't think it'll be quite as cold as last winter. I think it'll be slightly warmer. And I think we're going to have some incredibly powerful storms come through the townships. That means a potential for a couple of big snowstorms, but also potential for ice storms and also a lot of wind. Okay. I think it's going to be a high energy winter.
Okay.
I hope I'm wrong. Well, I hope I'm wrong. Well, but El Nino years tend to be extremely exciting.
Now, we've all heard the saying about how unpredictable our weather can be, especially in the townships. But what makes our region here so unique? And how does one even begin to forecast for such a diverse area? Andrew tells us about some of the challenges and joys of predicting the weather for our region, the beautiful Eastern Townships.
One of the things that I always tell people, in the townships, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute.
Yeah.
And what makes it so interesting in doing the weather for this area and why I'm able to provide a service is you can have totally different weather from Granby to Richmond, or Drummondville to Sherbrooke, or Hereford, Compton County, Cookshire and Sawyerville, Island Brook to Magog, because we have differences in elevation. It can be sunny in the lowlands near Montreal, and you can have upslope snow putting down 10 centimeters in the Orford Gap. So there's always something interesting happening in the weather around here. So it's trying to make sense of it, because the big services do a global forecast. It's hard for them to pinpoint the specifics. You know, I know the places that will have frost if they say it's going to 3 degrees Celsius, and I know the places that will get 10 centimeters of flurries. So it's fun.
Before we wrap up, I know the listeners would love to follow Mr. Rechlis's updates and insights on a regular basis.
So basically, if you go on to Facebook and you search for Rechlis Weather Services, I'll pop up. And then all you have to do is just like the page. And I haven't posted much in the last 2 weeks, because I basically just told people, look, the weather's going to be gorgeous for the next 2 weeks.
Well, there you have it, folks. A deep dive into the world of weather with Andrew Rechlis, a passionate weather enthusiast with a rich history and a connection to the Eastern Townships. From his early fascination with weather broadcasts on CBC to his invaluable contributions to the Eastern Township School Board's weather-related decisions, Andrew's journey is a testament to the wonders of nature and the intricate dance of atmospheric patterns. His Facebook page, Rechlis Weather Services, stands as a beacon for those seeking accurate and localized weather updates. We're grateful for Andrew's insights and for shedding light on the complexities of our local climate. A big thank you to Andrew for joining us today and sharing his expertise. And remember, as Andrew says, if you don't like the weather in the Eastern Townships, just wait a minute. Well, that has been Reaching Out to the Community with Derek Bullard. Thank you so much for being tuned in to CJMQ 88.9 FM.